Former team press says Barry Bonds slept in clubhouse. Complete disaster during era's hitting coach. By Dylan Gwynn on April 20, 2021. Barry Bonds lasted only 1 year as a hitting coach. And it appears there's an excellent reason for that: he was terrible at his job. During his weekly spot on the Dan Le Batard show, former Miami Marlins president David Sampson called Barry Bonds' one-year sting as the Marlins hitting coach in 2016 a complete disaster. He had fun as a hitting coach because he would hang out with Giancarlo Stanton and give Stanton some pointers, Sampson said, according to 95.7 The Game. But he was ineffective, completely. He would sleep in the clubhouse. He would not pay attention during games. He did not work hard. It was a complete disaster. Problems with Bonds were not confined to the field. Sampson says that Bonds was also a problem at the negotiating table. The former Marlins president says that Bonds used his leverage with the owner to insist on getting paid way above the league average for hitting coaches. "It was the worst interview I've ever been a part of," Sampson said. Bonds was an absolute pain in the ass about pay because he knew he had the job. Even more incredibly, Sampson claims that Bonds, an admitted steroid user, became incensed when Marlins then Marlins second baseman D. Gordon got suspended for PEDs and stormed out of the clubhouse. "We're in a team meeting, D is apologizing for doing steroids or getting caught for doing steroids. And Barry Bonds, in the middle of the clubhouse, he's standing toward the back door, he screams, 'This is crap.' And he walks out," Sampson said. "I look at general manager Mike Hill, and I say, 'Are you kidding me? Like, Barry Bonds just stormed out as though he can't believe one of the players did steroids? Is that really possible?" Bonds, MLB's all-time home run king, played 22 years in the majors, 7 with the Pirates and 15 with the San Francisco Giants.